Issue 46, Life, Death, and the Pope. An important papal pronouncement addresses some of the most incendiary moral issues of the moment: abortion, euthanasia, use of human embryos for medical research, and capital punishment. All are, for the Pope, signs of an encroaching culture of death that threatens human dignity and freedom. His message is concerned with human rights, where before he warned against political tyranny in the East. The Pope now focuses on what he calls a new culture climate in the affluent West that supports abortion on demand and tolerates the elimination of the age through mercy killing. Broad sectors of public opinion, he complains, justify certain crimes against life in the name of individual freedom, and on this basis they claim not only exemption from punishment, but even authorization by the states. He writes, "The fact that legislation in many countries, perhaps even departing from basic principles of their constitutions, has determined not to punish these practices against life, and even to make them altogether legal, is both a disturbing symptom and a significant cause of grave moral decline." The Pope also denounces a veritable structure of sin that includes international institutions, foundations, and associations which systematically campaign for the legalization and spread of abortion in the world. For the Pope, abortion is a form of murder, a violation of the biblical commandment against killing. Opponents, he urges, must resist with nonviolent and conscientious objection. He also condemns medical experiments on human embryos, like those approved last year by the National Institutes of Health, especially when the embryos are created as simple biological material to be disposed of. Whoever attacks human life, the Pope declares, in some ways attacks God himself. And to those who argue that an embryo is not yet human life, the Pope replies, it would never be made human if it were not human already. At the same time, he warns that anyone, father, family, friend, physician, hospital administrator, politician, and publicist who promotes choice in abortion shares in the sin of destroying human life. Pope John Paul is equally adamant in his opposition to assisted suicide and euthanasia. Both practices are intolerable and too burdensome. But here he makes distinctions. Life in the terminally ill need not to be prolonged by aggressive medical procedures. And drugs that reduce suffering are acceptable even if they shorten life. On capital punishment, the Pope declares that the justification for the death penalty is very rare, if not practically non-existent. On birth control, the Church remains opposed to artificial contraception. Catholic couples who use church-approved natural family planning may, for sound moral reasons, postpone pregnancy indefinitely. And while abortion is never justified, the Pope writes, the woman who has one to protect her own health or a decent standard of living for other family members should be treated with compassion. The ethical challenge to legislators is obvious. Politicians, the Pope insists, cannot separate the realm of private conscience from the public conduct. In countries where abortion and euthanasia are permitted, they may support legislation that restricts but does not outlaw these acts. But laws that permit these crimes are inherently unjust, and the Pope claims, and promote the freedom of the strong against the weak. Respect for individual conscience is not the issue, he insists. Society has the right and duty to protect itself against the abuses which can occur in the name of conscience and under the pretext of freedom.